I'm Eric Vernon.
And I'm Kevin Baldwin.
And together we are
Baldwin and Vernon.
So talking about the calls we get, what do you think is the most typical call we get?
For anything related to employment, it's usually unemployment. More often than not, people will suffer an issue of unemployment than they will even discrimination or anything else. People get let go, companies close, there's reduction in force, lots of different things. And a lot of times, unfortunately, what people don't realize is that they're going to get let go. And when they get let go, they're going to apply for unemployment, which they should do immediately, the very first thing they should do.
Now, do they need our help applying for unemployment?
No, they can actually do that all on their own. They can go online and do it, especially in Missouri and in Kansas. They can do it online. But there is a problem that sometimes will arise. There's a lot of employers out there that pride themselves on the fact, oh, we've never paid an unemployment claim. And they feel confident in that because what they do is they deny every claim. Whether you have a right to it or not, if the employer says no, the government will give them the benefit of the doubt and make you prove it.
Well, don't most people appeal those?
No, actually, most people don't. And that is a big savings to both the employer and the government because people will be like, oh, well, they denied me, so I'm not going to appeal because that looks difficult. And appealing is not that difficult. A lot of times, if you just put in your appeal, you can do a telephone appeal. Now, I will tell folks this. If you appeal, you're more likely than not to win the appeal, and which is an important thing. That way you'll get your benefits. And what people generally think is, well, then I'll get that little trickle in then in what, 6 or 8 weeks, and that's not really going to be helpful. Actually, what will happen will be that in 6 or 8 weeks, if you win, they will give you a lump sum for what you should have gotten from before that. So that can be very important and can catch you up on your bills and things like that.
So let's back up. So you're saying, if I hear you right, that a lot of employers just deny everything, figuring a lot of people aren't even going to appeal that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of people don't. I would say more than half the unemployment claims where people are denied right away are winnable. Or they can themselves, without even the help of a lawyer, can get those benefits.
You think people need our help with the appeal process?
Well, the only time I think they're going to need our help is if they have some underlying cause. If they believe they were let go for a wrong reason, for age, race, national origin, disability is a big one. Or if they think they've been discriminated against, or they've been let go because of a work comp issue, because they made a work comp claim, then you definitely want our help. And the reason you definitely want our help is it can help support your underlying claim.
Now, at what point do they have the hearings? Because you and I both represent our clients in these unemployment hearings, sometimes in person, sometimes over the phone. At what point does the hearing get involved? Does a person go to an actual hearing as opposed to just writing on a piece of paper?
Well, a lot of times what will happen is when you apply for unemployment, the unemployment division may call you anyway and go, what happened? And then they'll get the boss's version. The boss says, no, they committed misconduct or they did this or that. The government will then deny you. And then you receive a letter saying you've been denied. Now, you only have 10 days to appeal that. And so within that 10 days, you have got to alert them, send something in writing, usually. Send it in writing and saying, no, I'm going to appeal this decision. And at that time, they will schedule you for a telephone hearing. Or if you want an in-person hearing, that's when they'll have to schedule even farther out, because then you have to go down to the actual division located in downtown Kansas City.
Now, at that point, wouldn't you say it's time to get a lawyer involved?
Absolutely. Actually, I would at that point, mainly because, especially if you have an underlying discrimination complaint, and you remember one of my favorites is Mr. Kelly.
Well, I was going to say, the person calling us,
yes,
does not necessarily realize that they've been discriminated against.
And if you remember, that happened with Mr. Kelly. Mr. Kelly came in, all he wanted was help because he'd been denied unemployment. And when he came in and sat down with us, he couldn't understand why. He said, they said I've committed misconduct, and that's simply not true. I had an evaluation 6 weeks ago. I said I was an 8 out of 10. My employer said I was a 9 out of 10. And suddenly, 6 weeks later, they say I committed misconduct, wasn't doing my work, and that they're going to deny me unemployment benefits. And at that time, I think you and I sat down with him, and our general question was, well, okay, well, what changed in that 6 weeks? And if you remember, Mr. Kelly said, well, nothing really, you know, except for the fact I got diagnosed with cancer and asked him for time off. Right. And you and I were like, what?
Right, right. And then the firing came 3 weeks later, which was suspicious to us, right?
Yes.
And then what did you find?
Well, after we actually began the case, we found out that they'd actually terminated him the very day that he told them he had cancer. And that was weeks before they actually terminated him. They received his email, they read his email, went into a company meeting that was on everyone's calendar, came out of the meeting, so 43 minutes after they received the email saying he had cancer and needed to undergo treatment, they made the decision to fire him and started his termination paperwork. Now, that's something we could only prove after we actually got in litigation.
I was going to say, that was pretty strong evidence. That was about as strong a proof as you could get.
Absolutely.
Right? But we didn't know that until after we filed a lawsuit and engaged in discovery.
Did not know that. And in fact, the craziest part of that was the fact that the employer still didn't care. They made us go all the way to a jury trial, made us go all the way to a jury verdict, and made the verdict come out against them. So they actually looked horrible. And if you recall, we actually left an HR person on the jury.
That's right.
And that HR person told us later, said, I did not think that what you told me could possibly be true. And then you proved it. You put the documents into evidence that demonstrated they really did this. And they were shocked.
And that all came from an unemployment issue.
Absolutely. And the only reason he wanted unemployment was because, and this is, I thought, was one of the most insidious things that happened, he needed that money from unemployment to help pay for his cancer treatment. And yet his employer was denying him even that benefit. That was incredible.
Now, because we're lawyers and because we have ethical issues, we need to say there's a caveat there, right?
Yes.
Because not everybody is discriminated against. Not everybody that is fired is discriminated against. Right?
That is true. In fact, I would say we get probably anywhere from 50 to 100 calls a week. Out of those 50 to 100 calls a week, you may only have 3 or 4 that actually sound like they're actual discrimination. A lot of people call up going, well, my boss was mean to me. Oh, they were. Were they mean to the gal next to you? Oh, yeah. They mean to the black guy? Yeah. The Asian guy? Yeah. So they're mean to everybody? Yeah. It's a hostile work environment. All right. He might be a hostile guy, or she might be a hostile lady. The issue is that hostility related to your age, your right. race, your national origin, your religion, your disability, any of those things? If it's not, then it's not illegal.
Will you talk to people about that without charging them?
Absolutely. We generally talk to them. First, they might even get me when they first call, myself or you. They might get either one of us, or they'll talk to our assistant Wendy, or they'll talk to Sylvia, our associate. Especially if they speak Spanish, they will automatically speak with Sylvia, whose first language is Spanish and, of course, is very fluent.
Right. Do we have anything else to add about unemployment benefits?
Just, I would always tell people that just because you've been denied, continue on. Make your appeal. And also, more importantly, when you're undergoing the appeal process, continue to submit the information they require. Your 3 contacts daily, your weekly logs, those things, because once the decision does come in your favor, they will give you that lump sum directly into your account. You can catch up on your bills, pay your rent, pay your mortgage, your car payment, and it can make a big difference in people's lives.
What advice would you give somebody if they feel like they're in a hostile work environment or just a horrible situation at work, going home and crying every day because of the way they're being treated and everything, and they think it might be related to their gender or their religion?
Well, I think the first thing they should do is, of course, I'm a lawyer, so the first thing I'm going to say is call us. Call myself, call Eric, call Sylvia, call Wendy. Call us and then get our input on it. And then oftentimes, even if we don't take you on as a client that time, we can help guide you. And we don't charge people for this either. We'll tell them, okay, if this is going on, you need to do this. You need to take these steps to protect yourself. You need to document this. You need to alert your HR department. You need to submit an actual written form. Now, if for some reason you believe that it is a protected category, it is actual discrimination, we'll also help you at that time. We can help you put together your complaint to HR for them to investigate. Every company out there has a duty under the law to investigate complaints of discrimination. And whether or not they do that itself can cause a claim or a cause of action to arise.
Unless they're five or fewer employees, right?
Unless they're five or fewer employees. That is correct. But even that situation, if it's a sexual harassment situation with touching, then that itself might lead to a potential cause of action against your employer.
If you have experienced discrimination, or if you have an unemployment issue that you feel like you need to talk to, you can contact Kevin or I. Call us on our phone, 816-842-1102. Or come to our website, www.baldwinvernon.com, or Google us, Kevin Baldwin, Eric Vernon, and you'll find us. And there's a place there where you can submit an email contact, and we'll get in touch with you. Do you have any other things to tell the folks, Kevin?
The only thing I'd tell them is do not quit your job until you've talked to a lawyer. Do not leave that employment until you've had the opportunity to speak with a lawyer. Even if we can't help you in what you're going through, we can at least give you some good practical advice.
Sound advice.